Most schools in the city are required to provide transportation. But for a long time, Einstein Charter Schools gave its students free public transit passes instead. After a dispute with the Orleans Parish School Board, Einstein has agreed to bus its students. But as WWNO's Jess Clark reports in collaboration with The Lens, some parents say the stops are inconvenient and dangerous.
When Yanis Roja found out Einstein Charter Schools was finally sending a big yellow bus to take his 5-year-old son to school, he was relieved. But then he saw the bus stop. Roja's family lives in an apartment complex on Chef Mentor Highway in New Orleans East. But the bus doesn't pick up his son in front of the apartment. Instead, Einstein told Roja to send his son to a gas station more than a half a mile down Chef Mentor, a highway with no sidewalk, only a narrow shoulder separating his son from cars and trucks barreling by.
We can't walk all days. Something is going to be happening. Maybe some accident or something for my son.
That's why on this recent school day, Roja is driving his son to a bus stop he thinks is safer. But that's a problem.
I'm supposed to be working. I can't walk.
Roja says he called to complain, but Einstein refused to pick his son up in front of his apartment complex. WWNO and The Lens reached out to Einstein about multiple parent complaints over the placement of bus stops, but they declined to comment.
Ya va a venir.
For most of the school year, Roja has paid his neighbor, Christy Rosales Fajardo, to drive his son to school at Einstein's Sherwood Forest campus, one of the few schools in the East.
Hola, mi amor. Buenos días.
Rosales Fajardo has started an informal bus service for Einstein families. Some pay and some don't. Even now, she still takes some kids to school because of the pickup schedules. She pulls up to an apartment complex in a black SUV to pick up a little boy.
I told him, I said, if y'all don't get it together, I'm just going to just ride yellow bus van service on my car.
After hearing complaints about the new bus service from her neighbors, Rosales Fajardo tried to help. She acts as a go-between, talking to parents and school officials, even interpreting for Spanish-speaking families. She got Einstein to move many stops closer to families' homes, but not Roja's. Sometimes families call her, not the school, with questions about bus stops. The bus driver has even called her for help.
There's still a couple of kinks for them to work out.
Rosales Fajardo hopes Einstein families will be reimbursed for the money they've spent to take their kids to school. As part of the settlement with the Orleans Parish School Board, Einstein has agreed to pay up to $50,000 to families for those transportation costs. Davida Finger is a Loyola University law professor who advocates for Einstein families. Many were paying more than $100 a week for vans. She says $50,000 may not be enough to pay them all back.
How many families will benefit from that? And how many families will be left behind?
Finger also worries that because many families paid cash, they won't be able to prove how much they paid. And then there's the language problems. Finger says Einstein shouldn't be relying on multilingual parents to get information out.
I mean, it's a real problem. It's a basic that the school should be required and is required to be able to communicate with its families.
Federal law requires schools to communicate with parents in a language they understand. The Orleans Parish School Board says they are continuing to monitor the bus rollout and that they have a hotline families can call with complaints or questions. But many continue to call Rosales Fajardo. Stopped for a pickup, she gets another call.
All of these folks call me in the morning like this, it's for a bus issue. All of it, so. But that's it, but I'm glad. I think it's going to get better. It's got to get better.
Until it does, Rosales Fajardo says she'll keep answering. In New Orleans East, I'm Jess Clark.